WildTalkRadio.com.
Intro.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer. And you're tuned in to the, what was it?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
No way.
Yes way.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excellent.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
How's it going, Royal Ugly Dude?
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
We told ourselves to listen to this guy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Greetings, my excellent friends.
The Omega.
Everybody get together, remember who your buddy is.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
All right, lock him up with the rest of those wackos.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's the best there is, and I know because so am I.
Austin Aries. This is a Stampede Kid, TJ Wilson, and I advise you to listen to WTR Sunday night.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen to this.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Back.
WTR Sunday night.
Let's go talk to ourselves.
All right. Time for me to go.
Can you tell we were originally supposed to talk about AEW tonight? Hello! Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's been an interesting time getting this set up tonight.
Yeah.
The noise of disgust you hear is our producer slowly giving up on life.
Yup.
We're going to see how this holds together. It is nothing but chewing gum and string at the moment, but hey, we're all here.
Yeah, hold on. Before you introduce them, I could run Hangout, Discord, and Skype on Saturdays, not give me this much headache. Continue.
The wonders of the digital age. So, roll call. Let's make sure this is all in proper working order. This is the Omega checking in. Be all end all of the network. Hi, how you doing? Do we have a Heartbreak Mike?
Rage, rage, and more rage.
There he is.
This is crap. I blame Windows 10.
Microsoft is a very appropriate one to blame here. Take a perfectly nice program that works perfectly well, and we're going to run it through the fucking shitter.
Hey guys, yeah, we see you have it, but you gotta upgrade in order for it to work.
And when you upgrade, it's not gonna work anymore.
Exactly.
Because it doesn't want to work with the older versions, because fuck it.
So, we have a Heartbreak Mic. Do we have a one and only Tim Stein? That's what I thought.
That's what I figured it's him. Exactly what I thought. That's exactly how I thought we were going to do this. So, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is WTR Sunday Night. We're back after a week hiatus because reasons of...
Hi,
reasons.
Sir Rockin'.
Hi, TJ Omega. My head hurts.
We've been doing this how long, and this is the dog and pony show we're running at this point.
This is ridiculous.
And ladies and gentlemen, Tim Stein.
Oh, you heard me there.
Yes.
So
this sucks ass. Okay, Microsoft, you suck dick.
Sucks ass and it sucks dick. My God.
It's an ass-sucking dick sucker.
So we had a whole first segment planned. We're gonna hold that segment because I'm not trying to put up with that segment tonight. because reasons. So we're doing a one-segment show. Coming up in a little bit, we're doing the Royal Rumble entry contest, because that's going to be fun and exciting. But we're doing picks first, because I'm calling an audible, because fuck it, technology. So we're going to preview the Royal Rumble. That's your show. Deal with it. So, are we excited for the Royal Rumble Sunday, Omega?
It's the Royal Rumble. Of course we are. You know, we finally had our first women's Royal Rumble last year. Now we have it as a normal thing. So we have two Royal Rumbles to look forward to. This is going to be good.
Were you one of the people on the interwebs freaking out that WWE was releasing names that are going to be in the women's Royal Rumble?
They were doing what with the who?
WWE on Twitter announced some people in the Royal Rumble every half hour starting at 12 o'clock today.
And?
The internet freaked out. Oh my god, they're going to ruin the surprises.
They do this every year. Like they literally do this to every Royal Rumble ever.
Here's a surprise. Carmella's number 30. Spoiler alert.
Shocker. They announced 20, I think there's 21 women announced, 22 maybe. Oh my god, that's like 8 surprises. Oh my god.
That's almost a normal number of surprises.
Do you know how many like the men have? I think they've announced like 18 to 20 men in the Rumble so far. I mean, god, just because they created a social event on Twitter to drive up traffic to their Twitter, the internet freaked out. Like, they're ruining it. Right. Don't spoil it.
What, was it sponsored by Gillette?
Gillette, the best a man can get.
So, there you go. Don't need to freak out, internet. Just named all the people on the main roster to be in the Rumble. They didn't announce that Michelle McCool's in the Rumble. Or, you know, Trish Stratus. They didn't name those people. They gave us the normal names.
Yeah, because guess what? We barely have enough women to fill a Royal Rumble. So are you really shocked that those names are actually in there?
Are you shocked Dana Brooke's in the Royal Rumble?
No.
I mean,
If they have a WWE contract, I'm not surprised that they are in the Royal Rumble.
Did you know Charlotte Flair's in the Royal Rumble?
Get the fuck out.
I know. It's like we had to just freak out that they announced it on Twitter. I mean, just crazy. Anyway, we'll get to the Women's Royal Rumble and who's going to win in a bit. But we start with people who cannot get on SmackDown, but have a pay-per-view match. It's Rusev versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the U.S. Championship. Mike, thoughts and opinions and who's going to win?
Thoughts? It's going to be a good classic match. Hopefully, you know, Shinsuke doesn't.
Probably on a pre-show.
Yeah, pre-show. Which is, no. Pre-show.
It's a big four pay-per-view. Which means it's a 2-hour pre-show.
Honestly, the first three matches are going to end up being the pre-show.
Because there's two Royal Rumbles, so that's 2 hours of your 4-hour show right there.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're going to Rusev?
Yeah, let's go with Rusev.
Mega thoughts and opinions and who's going to win?
So, last year's 2018 Royal Rumble winner is on the pre-show trying to get back a championship he barely showed up with. How the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
I expect the match to be just fine, you know? It's not the most thrilling matchup. We've seen it. It was okay. So, I know, it's Rusev's match to win. Like, I don't think they're going to do any. I think the Nakamura experiment is officially over.
Yeah, unfortunately, it probably is over. So, there's that. As we can see, technology is working. Fantastic. So we'll come back around and get Tim's pick. Glad I'm skipping the first segment. So up next is the SmackDown Tag Team Titles, The Bar defending against The Miz and Shane McMahon. Omega.
We really have to take this seriously, don't we?
Yes.
Oh, good God.
Omega.
What?
Coast to cake. Coast to cake.
Hang on a second. I think Skype wants to update.
Are we going to see the best in the world as the tag team champions?
The fuck this motherfucker. The sad thing is we probably are. Because for whatever reason, this is the storyline we are running with is Miz trying to be Shane McMahon's BFF. I'm not entirely sure why. I heard the explanation and it still sounds like utter shit. I don't want to go against the bar because the bar is really, really good. But
we know how WWE is.
I know, and this is, it's such a stupid thing that they're running with. So, of course, they're going to do it.
So go with your logic.
I can't go with my logic. I have to go with WWE's logic, which requires me to drink a liter of turpentine before we go on the air. So yeah, I have to pick The Miz and Shane. I don't want to.
Drink up.
Mike, your thoughts and opinions.
Honestly, it's... we all know what's going to happen. It's kind of obvious. But what sucks is that it's so predictable. It's... they're going to run this for a while, which is going to lead to a match at WrestleMania because something's going to happen. But the bar is like the only hope that they have right now until everyone decides to get their acts together and give, you know, the Good Brothers, oh, I'm sorry, the Gallows and Anderson a real opportunity. So for right now, we're just going to have to go with The Miz and Shane.
Once again, we will circle back to Canada. Up next is the Cruiserweight Championship Fatal 4-Way. Buddy Murphy, Tozawa, Hideo Itami, and Kalisto. Mike, thoughts, opinions, winner.
Crap. Jesus. The crowd, which is sad because it's a pre-show. You give Kenta and Akira Tozawa a But Buddy Murphy's been doing good. And there we go. I gotta say Buddy Murphy.
Hello?
What was that?
That was
that
me.
Canada?
Think we have Canada back on the line?
That was Canada.
Okay, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Cruiserweight Championship Canada. Buddy Murphy, Tozawa, Hideo, Tommy, Kalisto.
Where are we?
Well, you're in Canada. I'm in Florida.
Blame Canada.
I was
talking about the thing, okay? Buddy Murphy.
There you go. The Bar versus Miz and Shane McMahon for the tag team titles, Tim.
The Miz and Shane the McMahon.
Rusev, Shinsuke, U.S. title.
Who cares? They're not on SmackDown. Shinsuke.
Back to Omega. Thoughts, opinions on the Cruiserweight Championship?
I really don't foresee them doing anything with the Cruiserweight Championship at this point. I don't think in general they do anything with it. It should be a fun match to watch, provided nobody kills themselves, which they will attempt to do routinely. But no, I don't think they're taking the belt off, buddy.
The Raw Women's Championship's on the line. Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks. Omega, thoughts and opinions.
Please don't hurt Sasha too much. We've got these nice tag belts that are just made for her and Bayley, and I need that to happen. It should be an awesome match. The thought in my head was Sasha should be able to keep up with Ronda really well, which should not be the order that message goes in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, speaking of how good Ronda has been and how fast she is picking this up, yeah, this should be a really, really solid match. Like, on paper, it looks really, really solid.
And Ronda Rousey's really super excited to face her. Like, she's marking out on her YouTube series. Like, she really wants to be in the ring with Sasha. Like, they can do something really good. That gives me hope, Mike. This is going to be a really good match.
Terrible chair shots.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Terrible chair shots. We're going to see toss and turns. Arm bars. Fujiwara arm bars. What you call it? The Ronda Slam.
So who's your winner?
Oh, Ronda.
Tim, winner.
Ronda.
And Omega, you went Ronda as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay. SmackDown Women's Championships on the line. Asuka versus Becky Lynch. Mike.
Asuka.
Why?
Because I think... for the simple fact is that I really think that something's going to happen with Becky for this Women's Royal Rumble. And that is what I'm seeing right now.
Burp.
Yes.
Tim, thoughts and opinion, who's winning?
Asuka.
Omega, thoughts, opinions, who's winning?
You want me to pronounce things correctly, or should I try to make this?
I don't.
Again, it should be a really good match between two women who are exceptionally good at what they do. But I think me and Mike might be on the same page here. Asuka is going to retain, and I foresee other things happening with Becky that night.
The WWE Universal Championship is on the line. Brock Lesnar. And Finn Balor. Thoughts, opinions, Omega?
Don't kill Finn. Please do not kill Finn. I don't know. This is one of those matches where I think Brock is actually he's actually into the idea of fighting Finn, so this could be a good match.
Mm-hmm.
If Finn's in full demon mode, it should be a really good match.
But do you have the demon lose to Brock, though?
Well, we've seen the demon lose in NXT, so it's not a huge thing.
Main roster, though, he hasn't.
I mean, he breaks it out rarely,
mm-hmm.
but it's Brock Lesnar. It's the Universal Championship, if ever there was a time. Yes, he would lose, but it's one of those situations where he'd look like an idiot for not going all out.
Another quick question to you, Mega. Is Finn Balor beefy enough to be in the ring with Brock?
I just saw Daniel Bryan in the ring with Brock, and he's non-beef, so yes.
Okay, because, you know, Vince likes his beefy guys. So we learned Monday, beef is strong.
Women.
That too. Thoughts, opinions, Tim, who's winning?
Oh, Brock's going to win, but they're going to make Finn Balor look good. Demon or no demon.
Figured Omega was going Brock anyhow.
Yeah.
Mike, thoughts and opinion, who's winning?
Finn.
Why? What?
Because Vince McMahon is pretty much, he just changed everything because we all know that it was supposed to be Braun Strowman. All because of what's happening outside of WWE. I could be wrong. WWE-wise, Brock. But because of the stuff outside, Finn. But as I'm talking at this right now, I'm like, what the heck am I saying? So I'm going to go back and say Brock Lesnar.
Wishy-washy.
No, because...
Stand by your original pick, Mike.
I want to say, all right, you know what? Screw it. I'm sticking with Finn.
If you have the balls to make the opinion, stand by it. Don't backtrack it.
How much time do we have till the Royal Rumble? A whole week?
Yeah, it's 7 days.
So then he has 7 days. I'm sorry. Creative has 7 days to literally bring out the demon.
They have 24 hours, but yeah.
Yeah, 24 hours. Well, you know, they can do like weekly segments or something. But yes, they have 24 hours to about 7 days to literally be like, all right, cool. We need the demon. Instead of Balor and the Beast. Ugh.
Okay. I think we got it. Tim, did you make a pick?
Did I pick Finn to lose and Brock to win?
There you go. WWE titles on the line. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. Mike, who's winning and why?
The crowd wins. The crowd wins. I honestly think I can't decide because this is a toss up for this one. It Daniel Bryan has done so much as of right now in third person. It's kind of hard to get it off of him right now. His gimmick is hot, and I don't think they're done with AJ. I think he's going to pull something with Becky too. I mean, I don't think he's going to be done at the Royal Rumble, but I'm going to have to say Daniel Bryan retains.
Tim?
Daniel Bryan will retain. They have plans.
Omega?
It's going to be a fantastic match, but it's going to be Daniel Bryan retaining because right now I see him and Mysterio at Mania.
Interesting. Okay. That takes us now to the Royal Rumbles. We'll be doing the Royal Rumble entry drawing here in a little bit. But first, let's pick who wins the female Royal Rumble. Mega?
After taking a loss earlier in the night, Becky Lynch.
Interesting. Mike?
Crap. Becky Lynch, and the final two are going to be Charlotte and Becky.
And the winner is?
I said Becky.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because you said final two, I was just making sure. Tim, who's winning and why?
Charlotte.
Why?
Because they have plans, and it involves Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Who's winning the Men's Royal Rumble, Tim?
Who's in the Men's Royal Rumble?
Go to WWE.com, and you can find out.
Because I have no idea.
I don't know. Could it be Pet People on Raw and SmackDown Live?
It's one Royal Rumble for all three, and shit's happening.
Awesome, Tim. You're providing great insight. Mike, who you have winning the Royal Rumble?
I'm trying to stall while I go to WWE because you couldn't like do stuff for me while I was busy working today.
Damn it, Omega. Now that you really said something, that is a huge possibility. Fuck.
And of course, everything freezes.
No, it's what? Oh, on your side. Fuck. I'm still debating. Braun Strowman.
Why?
Because they're pulling the triple, the whole angle with him and feuding with the McMahons. Anyway, but I think because of him losing, quote unquote, losing his opportunity and being fined $100,000, that's just going to make him angrier and angrier. And that's going to have him bulldoze everybody. And he's going to win WrestleMania, and him and Brock at WrestleMania. The runner-up, Mysterio or AJ?
Omega.
Braun was kept out of this match at the Royal Rumble because we've seen Braun versus Brock way, way too many times. This isn't building up to Mania. We've seen the match too much. It's not a money draw anymore. No, your winner is going to be Seth Rollins.
Tim, has WWE.com loaded for you yet?
Not completely.
Pick a Raw superstar or SmackDown superstar that you like that will win the Royal Rumble.
Okay, Seth Rollins.
There you go. Good job, Tim. Make sure you go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork or the variety of other Facebook pages on the network, including WTR Sunday Night and Wild Talk Radio Network. To leave your picks, you can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or at WTR Sunday Night. You have until Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern to get your picks in. Now we're going to do the Royal Rumble entry drawing, because that's what everyone wants to know, what number you're going to get in the Royal Rumble. I have given Omega the list, so he's going to call out a name once the numbers are generated, so it's all fair. He doesn't know, he's just picking people out at random, so we can get this done, so everyone can get their number. Plus, I don't need to deal with Tim's internet to make sure this goes incorrectly. So, Omega, who's the first person you're going to pull from the list of people?
You want me to just go down the list, or do you want me to just...
Do it random.
Do it random?
Okay.
Okay. Wit.
Wit is the first one picked, and she gets number 5. Next one.
Okay. Adam W.
Adam W. is going to get number 26.
Okay. Mike.
Mike is getting number 4.
Boo.
Angry Mark Beer.
Angry Mark Beer is getting number 16.
Okay. Jaina.
Jaina is getting number 6.
Right. Alex Cage.
Getting number 29.
Ooh.
That's a good number.
Rob.
Rob is getting number 1.
That's a bad number.
That's a really bad number.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people win from it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Pierce.
Chris Pierce is getting number 11.
We can solidify the list a little. Quinn.
Devils. Alex in the chat room goes, God damn it, I won at number 1. One number too short. You said Quinn was the next one? All right. Number 9 for Quinn.
Lindsay.
Ooh, Lindsay gets... number 21. I mean, that's not a bad number.
It's not bad.
It's not a great number either.
Kyle Morey.
Kyle Morey gets number 8.
Oh, can I just interject something?
Sure.
Hello to Kyle Morey, also known as Keishi Matsunaga. He used to wrestle for me.
Matt S.
Team chat. Matt, he is getting
Matt.
7.
Aaron Frost.
You want to interject, Tim?
Aaron Frost. Why is that name familiar?
I don't know, Tim. He's getting number 10.
Jeez. Hey, way to be, Aaron. By the way, how's Lethbridge? Let me know.
Next one, Omega.
Jobber.
All right. The Lone Jobber gets 22.
Robbinsdale Finest.
Robbinsdale Finest gets number 20.
Subway.
Subway gets number 18.
All right. The Intern.
The Intern gets number 23. I mean, people have won from that number, I think.
Do we have any open slots, by the way?
No.
They're all taken. There's a reason I'm asking.
I know that person had all week to reply on Facebook.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about?
There's only one person you would probably be talking about that's been posted for 6 days. So, let's continue, Omega.
Amy.
Alright, Amy gets... Let's see. Amy gets, who do we leave off with? This one was... Who was the last one? Subway was 18, right? No, we did... Kingkins at 23. 24 is Amy.
I want a number.
Okay. Ace.
Ace gets number 25.
The ace is spades.
Tim.
Uh-oh.
Tim, what number do you think you're getting?
28.
Two.
What?
Bell to bell.
No, boy, I'll tell you, that better be the second best Royal Rumble ever for me. Or anybody, well, you know, for number two spot.
Wrestle Rumble.
Wrestle Rumble gets number 17.
DP.
DP gets 27.
Dippy.
That's a lucky number.
That's a lucky number. It is.
Iggy Fan.
Iggy Fan gets number 13.
Naughty.
Omega.
Give him number 3.
Hang on, what number do you think you're going to get?
I have a really bad feeling it's 30.
19.
Oh, thank God.
Weird. You would think that you would want to get number 30.
But no, who's 30.
We know who 30 is.
Who's number 30?
R-Truth.
And Carmella.
And Carmella.
Who's in the men's? You cut out.
R-Truth.
You cut out again.
Okay, quick. Moving on.
Next name.
Josh Stockett.
Who's number 30 for the men?
Josh Stockett, you have number 30. What's up?
My condolences.
Next.
I'm going with Ren Daugard.
Mm-hmm. Ren gets 28.
Another good number.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, it's your turn.
Oh, boy. I get 15. Right in the middle. Yay.
TJ Adams.
TJ Adams gets number 14.
Let's see. Timothy.
Timothy gets 12.
That leaves Matthew.
Matthew Forsina gets number 12. There you go. Or number 3, I should say. He gets number 3. So there you go. Well done by everyone. Hopefully you enjoy your spots, because they're your spots. You get 2 chances to win, because 2 Royal Rumbles. You get bragging rights, so that'll be cool. Tune in next week. You can find out who you watch the Royal Rumble. You'll find out who your Rumble person is. I feel bad for people who got number 30. I also feel bad for whoever got number 2. But I don't know if you even heard that comment, so it doesn't really matter. With that out of the way, that's our show. Hopefully in a week we have technology all figured out. But tomorrow night, the Raw post show is 11 p.m. Eastern. You can currently check out the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas Season 4 Episode 2. It's available right this second. Thursday night, the Rack will be live 10 p.m. Eastern as we are going to preview the Royal Rumble, and we're going to drag Omega onto the show to talk NXT TakeOver.
Wait, what?
TakeOver Saturday.
Oh, right.
You're the analyst.
I forget sometimes. Don't worry. I'm good.
He'll be there. So will the assistant to the assistant regional analyst. He'll be there too. So check it out. The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. The Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. The We Are the Wacky and Unusual. Check out last night's episode where we discussed 128 varieties of popcorn. GreaterAndGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. We'll be back next Sunday night, 11-ish, right after the Royal Rumble, to break it all down, hopefully with great technology. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's at WTR Sunday Night on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Tim's on Twitter.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can just segue into Tim's on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter twice. You can follow me at Flames Forums or get politically incorrect and no holds barred by following me at Voice Insanity.
Mike's on Twitter.
Yeah, Mike is on Twitter. You can add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. Yeah, I'm on there. You can also, you know, if you guys get bored, you know what? I'm going to post some videos of my broadcast that I've been doing for my WWE Universe. So, you know what? I'm going to do that now. Fuck the revival. And back to you.
Omega is on all the forms of social media, aren't you?
I'm on all of them, and yes, I need an intro that includes all of them. But you know what? I will just stick with the usual. If you want to follow me, search for TJ Reviews over on Facebook and everywhere else on the internet. Find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos. Actually, over like 1,200 videos now of content to view. And then for the stuff that YouTube doesn't let me post there, that's over at TJOmega.net.
This has been WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at twitch.tv/WTR Live, streaming live on TuneIn Radio, just search Wild Talk Radio Network, and streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com. We'll see you next week. Good night, everybody. Let's go now!
WildTalkRadio.com.